Let's go to the breaking news now. And one policeman has been killed and another wounded in that shooting incident in central Paris. Reports from Associated Press say the person who fired on police on the Champs-Élysées shopping boulevard just days ahead of France's presidential election has too been shot dead. A police source said there had been two assailants, and a witness told Reuters that one man got out of a car at the scene and started shooting with a machine gun. Jean-Marc Chollet is a journalist working for the French public television TV3. He joins us from Paris. Jean-Marc, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
Jean-Marc, what is the latest there in Paris?
Listen, the latest news is that actually we don't know much. The latest news is that the whole France was just like me watching television tonight because there is a debate about the presidential elections which are coming next Sunday. And suddenly, of course, there is this breaking news with another assault against a policeman on the Champs-Élysées, which is a very famous avenue in Paris, you see. So every time something happens now, everybody, of course, is very amazed, very furious, very afraid, because everybody says, what, it's happening again, you see. And I have to say that everybody is living in a kind of a little, not a little, but a fear.
Yes.
Something may always happen. This is the feeling.
Yes, because it has happened before in Paris, of course, and so people are on edge. But the news says that one man got out of a car and was armed with a machine gun. There are suggestions it could be terrorism or it could be robbery. We don't know any more yet?
We don't know anymore here yet. Yes, we don't know. The thing is that some guys have been attacking a police van which was stationed on the Champs-Élysées, because as you know, we have lots of policemen, lots of military men which are in the street to protect us. And so we don't know yet whether it's a holdup, whether it's a robbery, or whether it's a whether it's an attack from Islamic people. So we don't know yet,
Sorry, go on, Jean-Marc.
What we know, because everybody is watching TV, is that the Champs-Élysées are closed. We see lots of police cars, lots of ambulances, and the whole area is completely closed to pedestrian, to people, you see, to protect the area. And I guess that the police are still looking for people who might have escaped, for assailants who might have escaped. This is what I know.
This occurs as France is preparing for the first round of the French presidential elections. France has been on alert, state of emergency, since the Paris attack in 2015. Earlier this week, two men were arrested in Marseille. The police said they'd been planning an attack ahead of the election. So when you say there's police and soldiers already there on the Champs-Élysées, is that because of the general state of emergency, or is there more heavily guarded areas? Areas like the Arc de Triomphe and those sorts of busy areas of Paris?
No. Every place, I think the police is doing a great job, and in every place, not only the touristic place, not only the Champs-Élysées, the Eiffel Tower and those places, but when I take the underground every day, sometimes you can have a few military men, not only police, but military men who are patrolling and trying to see what's happening and trying to protect us. So you have policemen and military men everywhere, which in a way is good. I think there is no French people. I mean, as far as I am concerned, I am quite, when I see them, I am quite happy, because I say, oh, okay, they are here to protect me. So there is no reaction against the policemen or the military men. On the other hand, on the contrary, lots of people are saying thank you, and thank you for protecting us.
What is the state of mind, if you like, of the citizens of Paris, or the big cities in particular, which have been, you know, suffered these attacks over the last 18 months? How are people feeling at the moment, Jean-Marc?
People are feeling, you see, there is a kind of, people are fed up. People are angry, but on the other side, we are a democracy, so we know that we don't want to be in a police state. We know that what is the balance between a democracy where people can go out freely, and this is it, you see. But on the other hand, people are quite feeling quite secure of seeing those policemen and those military men in the street. It's not a problem. On the other hand, I think people are quite happy to see them because it's you feel better when they are here.
Jean-Marc, just before I let you go, as this is playing out in the streets of Paris there, you on Sunday, the French people will go to the polls in the first round of a very tightly contested presidential election. Just very briefly, can you give us a sense of if the polls have shifted much in the last 48 hours?
I think any event like this one might, of course, give a push to the candidate who might be in favor of more, I wouldn't say security, of a tougher stance on jihad, on Islamic threat, you see. But once again, I mean, I don't know. It's of course, you might think that people who are having a harder stance, a harder say against Islamic threat will be pushed forward because of this kind of event.
So is that Marine Le Pen?
Not only Marine Le Pen, you know, it might be Fillon, or it might be even some people from the other side, I would say, from the left or the Social Democrats. If they have a say against what are they going to do to protect French citizens.
Yes.
This is a thing, you see.
Jean-Marc Chollet, thank you very much for joining. Yes,
I just hear that one guy is escaping. So this is the latest news here. One guy is escaping, and the second policeman has been is dead. Apparently,
the latest
this is
news.
What we hear.
All right.
The latest news.
Well, the news is still breaking. Jean-Marc, I really appreciate you taking time out to speak with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Jean-Marc Chollet, a journalist working for French Public Television, TV3 in Paris.